Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Hey, mama. If you are a mom and are tired of the wash, rinse, repeat, burnout cycle of motherhood, this podcast is for you. If you feel lonely and isolated in your motherhood journey, this podcast is for you. If you feel like you have completely lost your identity since your babies were born, this podcast is for you. If you feel like every other mom has it together except for you, this podcast is for you. My name is Amanda, and I'm a life coach dedicated to teaching every mom the tools she needs to liberate herself off the back burner. I am living proof that a woman can be present and loving to her kids while also being a whole ass person outside of being that kid's mom. The secret? Learning when to say fuck it.
Hello, my lovelies. Today is such a beautiful day. Like, I look outside my window and it's like, it's not actually Pixar clouds. So I actually have, fun fact about me, I actually have like cloud, like a cloud dictionary in my mind of like the types of clouds, because I'm such a cloud watcher. I always have been since I was a little girl. And moving from Southern California to Wisconsin, I just cannot get enough of the clear blue skies out here, because Southern California obviously has a smog issue. So 10 years in, and I will never stop appreciating the clear blue skies and the puffy white clouds and just the differences in the clouds. So like, we have so many days that are Pixar clouds, you know, where like the clouds are in like these perfect lines, just all the way to the horizon. And it literally looks like something out of Pixar, because the clouds are just a little too perfect and the lines are so perfectly placed, and yet it's real, it's nature. So today is not quite Pixar clouds. It's kind of like a mix between Pixar clouds and like Thomas Kinkade clouds, kind of, sort of, because they have like a wispy effect to them, with that shadow from the light behind them. Anyways, it's such a beautiful day until you step outside. It's so windy. And I just get like, all humans do, right? We just get like annoyed whenever the weather is not exactly the way that we want it to be. It's like, oh, this would be such a great day if it wasn't for the fucking wind, or if it wasn't so fucking bright outside, or if it wasn't so gray and gloomy. Why do we do that? It's such a weird thing that we do. We just like obsess about the weather, and we can't stop talking about it, especially in the Midwest. It's such a thing out here in the Midwest to talk about the weather incessantly. But I know why that is. That's because of winter. We go through so many months of winter that we kind of have to talk about the weather all the time. And when the weather is nice, we have to talk about how it's nice, because we know it's not always going to be nice. Although on the flip side, there are very many lovely winter days. It just depends on your definition of nice, right? And if it wasn't, so we are taking some pictures today, later today, at the apple orchard. So when my eldest started kindergarten, I came up with this idea for a photo shoot to do it in the apple orchard, because, you know, like school and like it's apple season and that whole just like picture you get in your mind, or maybe it's just me, I don't know, of like, you know, giving your teacher an apple, that whole old school crap. I thought it would be adorable. And so I went on Facebook Marketplace and I found this old school wooden school like chair desk thing. God, how much did I buy it for? I think I bought it for like $20. And then I also found a vintage apple crate, like a mini apple crate, for like, I don't know, $10. And I've kept them both. And I mean, please like recognize that since I bought that, we have moved 3 times. And it's kind of bulky to keep this like wooden desk school chair thing in my garage somewhere, right? Like it takes up space. Like particularly in this garage that I'm in right now, my current townhouse, and the one that I had in the townhouse I lived in a while ago, you know, it's like the garage space is very, very precious. And I always make space for this, this wooden school chair, because this was like, I don't know if it was like the first like traditional thing that I like tradition that I started, you know, it was like my idea. It wasn't something that, I brought with me from my childhood, although like those are obviously so precious. And it wasn't something I saw on Pinterest that I then adopted as my own. It was like genuinely like my creation, my idea, just like from my brain being like, oh, that'd be super cool. And I've kept up with it every year, except the second year. So when my oldest Aowen was in first grade and then Aria would have been in 4K, I did not do them. And I didn't do them because I was so depressed in my personal life. And I was just, I felt so overwhelmed that the idea of scheduling the pictures was too much for me. It was just too much for me. And I was just creating all this suffering for myself during that time, because I was like, I was fighting with myself. I was resisting my reality of I'm fucking depressed and I cannot do anything extra because I'm just barely staying afloat right now with just everyday life. And I was like shaming myself. I'm like, Amanda, just do it. Just figure it out. Just send Lydia a text message. Lydia's our photographer. And she's also one of our, one of my girls' dance teachers. She works at the studio and she also takes pictures, on the side, and her pictures are amazing. But, you know, I was like, just text Lydia. It's not a big deal. Your schedule isn't that crazy. Just figure it out. And my sister finally told me, she's just like, sis, it's, what if you just don't do it this year? Like, it's okay. It's okay if you just don't do it this year. You can still do it next year. You know, it doesn't, because there was a part of my brain that was just like, okay, if I don't do it this year, then the tradition's broken. After I just did it once and that's it. This thing that I wanted to do every single year, I already fucked it up on my second try. And the fact of the matter is it didn't have to be that way, right? And that's, I think that's where a lot of us find ourselves with traditions that we want to start or that we have started. We beat ourselves up whenever we don't get to do those things. And I just kind of wanted to speak to that this week, because today when I'm recording this, it's October 21st. When I release it tomorrow, it'll be October 22nd. You know, we're heading into the holiday season. We're heading into Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, or, you know, if you don't celebrate Christmas, you know, any other holidays and traditions that you, that your family celebrates, we're heading into this season. And it's okay. Christmas is my favorite, like this whole holiday season. It's my absolute favorite, but sometimes it can feel like a lot. And then I struggle with like, wait, why do I feel this way? I hate that I feel this way because this is my favorite time of year. So why is it so hard? And I don't want it to be hard. I want to just like, I want to be able to have the capacity and the energy and the willingness to do all the things that I normally do. Why can't I do that this year? But then that leads to all of this shame, and it feels so shitty in your body when you're doing that to yourself, when you're carrying all of that judgment and all of that shame. And then you try to like push yourself to do stuff anyways, and then you have like a mental breakdown. Merry Christmas, mommy's crying. You know, and it's just, it's okay if this year isn't like the other years. And I spoke a little bit about this last week when I was talking about kid birthday parties and how, you know, this year I have the capacity to throw birthday parties and like decorate and have other people's children in my house and make cakes and do all the things that I really do genuinely love doing. I have the capacity this year. Last year, I did not have the capacity. There was too many other things going on in my personal life, too many things I was processing, and I wasn't there. I couldn't do it. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that like I stopped being the person who enjoys doing those things. And even if that was true, that's also okay. It's okay for us to change as the years go on. And so I think it really just boils down to just like being okay with wherever you're at. Where are you? Where are you at right now? Like you, the person emotionally, where are you at this year? And can you honor that? Can you hold space for yourself wherever you're at and let it be okay? And know that those traditions that you started, if you don't do all of them this year or you don't do any of them, that they're going to be there for you next year. And it's okay. You're not ruining your kids. You're not, they're not missing out. It's okay to have them see like the whole human experience. And the fact of the matter is that it's not a Hallmark movie, right? It's not always going to be the same formula every single year, because that's just not how life works. And that's okay. And I think if we can just, again, honor wherever we're at right now, today, and let that be okay, we'll actually be able to like breathe through the holiday season. If we don't have the capacity for the parties or like hardly any decorating or any home baked goodies, it's all store-bought stuff, like that's okay. And if we let that be okay, then we won't suffer through the holidays, because we won't be resisting our reality. We won't be forcing ourselves to try to be something that we're not. We'll just be. And that's really what it is to be able to process your emotions, whether they're like positive emotions that we enjoy feeling or if they're negative emotions that we struggle through feeling. If we just stop resisting it, it alleviates all suffering. Pain is mandatory, but suffering is optional. And really, the only way we create suffering is when we resist our reality. It's just about being okay with wherever you're at, letting that be okay. And like, will your kids be disappointed? Yeah, they might be. And that's okay. Let that be okay too. Will your extended family be disappointed if you don't show up to the big family gathering because it's just fucking too much this year? Yeah. They will. And that's okay. It's okay for them to experience those negative sensations in their bodies. That's totally fine. It means nothing about you as a person. And it's so much better to take care of yourself, to give yourself that space. And then you being brave and saying, hey, this is where I'm at, and this is what I'm going to do this year to take care of myself. It gives them permission to do that next year too. Because who knows? Who knows? Your sister-in-law might also be in a similar situation, and she's just like trying to, you know, quote, put on a brave face and do what she thinks she's supposed to do anyways, just to make everybody else happy. And maybe you sending that text to everybody and saying, not doing it this year, guys, I can't. And you don't even have to give a reason. By the way, you never have to give a reason. You just have to make a decision and stick with it. Because giving your reason, it never actually like changes their mind, right? They're always going to have their own thoughts. And that's fine. If you can get to a place where your thoughts and feelings are okay, it creates so much more space to allow other people's thoughts and feelings be okay too. Because at the end of the day, thoughts are just sentences in your brain and emotions are just sensations in your body. That's it. It's not the end of the world. They don't last forever. Hold space for yourself this holiday season. Be gentle, a gentle, kind observer of yourself. And when I ask you the question, what do you need right now, this holiday season? Be willing to be honest. And then be willing to actually take care of yourself. Don't do what you think you should do or you're supposed to do. Cancel everything if you need to. That's totally fine. And hold on to the things that bring you joy. That was the other thing that I wanted to talk about in this episode, because it's important. The things that bring you joy. Just simple things. Like right now, I'm really, really enjoying the fall colors. They're at the height of their beauty. And I know it's not going to last very long because, like I said, this has been my 10th year here. It's the same. It's like this slow buildup where like a few trees are starting to turn, and then just overnight, bam, all of them join in the chorus. And I know that probably by next week, most of those leaves are going to be on the floor and the trees are just going to be bare sticks waiting for snow to cover them so that they can look pretty again. And so I'm fully just relishing all of the color and trying not to crash my car. This is hands down the most dangerous time for me to be a driver because I'm so distracted by the beauty. I don't know how accidents don't spike during this time of year because the trees are legit distracting. It's so fucking gorgeous. And then like observing how the sunlight filters through them and like creates deeper, darker hues during different times of the day. I just want to be outside all day long, like prancing through a forest, appreciating all of the color and all the different times of the sunlight. And so I'm making time for that in my busy schedule as a single mom of four competitive dancers and also running my own business as an entrepreneur. I'm making time for that. Okay. And that looks like, you know, after I drop off a kid at the dance studio and they're all set up, I leave and I go to the nearby forest or park or like whatever. I go for a walk and I take some of my crabby littles with me who are like, this is boring. I don't want to do this. Like, I don't give a shit, kid. I want to do this. And last Friday, or wait, no, it wasn't Friday. It was Thursday. It felt like a Friday because the kids didn't have school yesterday and they don't have school on Monday. I don't understand why, whatever. On Thursday, when I went to one of my favorite parks around here, because it's just like all forest, it's gorgeous. And it's up above the city. So you get this really beautiful view. And we had just been there Monday, but like I took a picture of the scenic view on Monday. And then I took another one on Thursday and it's so different. There's so much more green in the picture on Monday. Like the colors change so fucking fast. If you blink, you're going to miss it. So don't blink. Don't blink on the things, the small things that bring you joy, especially things like the fall colors that are only here once a year. Okay. Fucking relish that shit. Everything else can wait, right? Like it's going to be, the dishes are always waiting for me. The laundry is always waiting for me. Everything else, it's always waiting for me. Even my work, the stuff that I do in my business, it's always waiting for me. Not to say that I'm going to procrastinate and just take like 2 weeks off to enjoy the fall colors. Although, God, that would be so luxurious. I'm going to do that one of these years. Just take 2 weeks off and just like rent a cabin in the forest to just soak it all up. Ooh, I can't wait for that. That's such a good idea. I'm going to do that 1 year and I can't wait. And like appreciating the sunrise, because it's darker for longer periods of time now than it was in the summer. And it'll only get worse. But like we leave the house if we're on time at 7:15 and the sun doesn't really start rising until like around that time, like 7-ish. So it's always at like this perfect spot. And it's, I don't know if it's the cold weather or I don't know, but the colors have just been magnificent. And so in the hectic morning rush of getting my kids to the car, I pause and I appreciate all of the beauty that is right there in front of me. And I usually take a picture because that's just what I take pictures of now. My camera roll used to be like so much, like 90% of my kids. And now it's mostly sunsets and trees, sunrises. I don't really catch sunsets as much. But just taking that pause during that morning chaos and being struck in the face with the natural beauty that's right there. It's just right there waiting for us all the time and appreciating it. It's so nice to do that when I'm stressed out about getting the kids out the door on time. Do that. It's an extra like 30 seconds probably, but let's just call it a full minute, okay? So it's 1 minute. Do it. I swear it makes such a difference in like just taking that breath in the morning, the chaos of the morning, so that I don't lose my shit in the car. Sometimes I still lose my shit because they're screaming. Like, why are we screaming at 7:15 in the morning in the car? Stop it. And Hallmark Christmas movies. That's another one of my favorite, like, just guilty pleasures. And they started up. Yesterday, October 20th, was the official beginning of Countdown to Christmas. And I was so excited. I love Hallmark Christmas movies so much, you guys. They have a new one coming out this year where it's the cheesiest thing in the world. So this woman's like all stressed out about like all the things that she has to do for Christmas and all the like expectations and whatever. And she just says to herself, like, sometimes I wish Christmas wasn't a thing. And then the next morning she wakes up and Christmas isn't a thing and no one remembers and the whole world is black and white. And then slowly, but she's the only one who remembers like what Christmas was. And then slowly as she like helps other people remember, they come to color. And I'm like, I was dying laughing because it's like Pleasantville, but Hallmark. I can't wait. It looks horrendous. It looks so cheesy. I can't wait to watch it. That brings me joy. So much joy. As you can tell, I make time for that shit this time of year. And I've also been into thriller books. I read Woman in the Window. Holy shit, you guys, it was so good. It was so good. And normally, like, that stuff stresses me out. And I don't like to be stressed when I'm reading. So I stick to, like, encouraging books, like the self-help sort of like almost get your shit together, but like also like, I don't know, that stuff, Brené Brown books or romance novels. I just am a romance novel junkie and I'm not sorry about it. But I've had that book for a couple of years. It was a gift from my mom and I looked at it and I was just like, there's no way I'm reading this right now. It's just going to stress me out. But I don't know, just like it being Halloween season and stuff, I saw it on my bookshelf and I was like, yeah, let's give it a try. It was so fucking good. It was so good. If you haven't read that book, go get it. And like I finished it while I was sitting in the dance lobby and I turned around to the two women who were behind the counter at the time. They're also dance moms. And so I've known them for years. And I was like, you guys, are you like into thrillers? And they're just like, yeah, love it. And I slammed the book on the counter. I was like, you need to read this. And both of them were just like, oh, I'm really more into audiobooks. But one of them was just like, not that she like preferred that like medium, just that she was just like, I don't have time to read books. And I was like, that is bullshit. I'm a single mom of four. I have my own business and I make time to read. That is a thought error. Take this book and read it. But seriously, if that's what you've been telling yourself, it is a thought error. Find like 10 minutes a day to read an actual physical book and go from there. And you'll suddenly realize how much time you've been wasting scrolling on social media, most likely. Or just on, honest to God, guys, scrolling on social media is such a big time waste. Start with 10 minutes. That's it. Just 10 minutes a day. But go get that book. It's so good. So I Target right now is having a buy one, get one 50% off. I don't know if it's just like a the regional Targets or like if it's nationwide, whatever. Check out your Target though, because I got 4 new books yesterday that I wasn't planning on buying. They're candy. Well, this is not going to help you, listener, because it's going to be released. This episode is being released tomorrow. But their Halloween candy was also 20% off through today, October 21st. So I got all my Halloween candy, 20% off. Candy's expensive. Why the fuck is candy so expensive? Anyways, I digress. But yeah, I've been enjoying thriller books lately, which is new for me, and I'm just diving into it. But small things. And like my kids and I love blasting music and singing really loudly in the car. What small like infusions of joy can you infuse in your day-to-day life? Look for them. Look for the 60 seconds to enjoy the sunrise. Look for the 5 minutes you can sit and just cloud watch and categorize your clouds, because they're all sorts of different ones and they're all gorgeous and beautiful and lovely. And so are you. And be honest with yourself, with wherever you're at right now in life. And if you're in a like fucking hard time, don't make it harder by forcing yourself to do a bunch of shit that you don't want to do, justifying it with, well, I have to because it's the holidays. You don't have to. Start disappointing other people instead of always disappointing yourself. I love you guys. See you next week.
Are you living your one wild life to the fullest? You're not? Why the fuck not? What are you waiting for? The time to live is now, mama. Do not wait until your youngest is in college. Let your dreams hire me for an hour so I can explain how I can help you achieve any goal in your life. You've put yourself off long enough. It's time to pour into you. The link to schedule your 60-minute complimentary consultation is in my show notes. Join the community of Fuck It Moms by following me on Instagram and Facebook at Fuck It Mothering. That's fuck without the U. So F-C-K It Mothering. Make sure you subscribe to my channel so you never miss your weekly encouragement. And please rate, review, comment, and share. All of these things help with the algorithms, so that way when other overwhelmed moms are looking for encouragement, they can find me. Every month, I give away one of my favorite books and a Starbucks card to a lucky winner. All you have to do to enter is write a review or tag me in social media when you share an episode. See you next Sunday, gorgeous.